Welcome back to the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo. I'm Radical Russ from CannabisRadio.com. We're streaming live on Spreaker and glad to have all our listeners on the internet tuning in. Joining us here at the desk, we have Mark from Sea of Green. Mark, welcome to our show.
Thanks.
So Sea of Green, of course, I know that as being a very dense growing technique for cannabis.
Yes,
is that
sir.
What we're talking about here?
No, sir.
Okay, so tell us what Sea of Green is.
We are a local hydroponic store here in the Valley. We service everybody across the Valley as far as dispensaries, right down to your caregivers and just local growers.
All right. So I know in the past there's been a lot of federal action against grow stores, hydroponic stores, but now with medical and soon recreational legalization, I guess we can now talk about growing cannabis in these stores?
Well, we're pretty candid at our store, yeah. I mean, I can't really help you grow what you need to grow unless I know what you're growing.
Sure.
Tomatoes are a little bit different than cannabis, so.
Yeah, that used to be the thing. You had to say, you know, what can I get for my tomatoes, wink, wink. So it's a lot easier now, I suppose.
Yeah.
All right.
We just talk about it.
All right, so this is hydroponics, is that what you mentioned?
Well, we do everything from soil to hydroponics,
okay.
So the name Hydro Gardens shouldn't stop you from coming into our store. We'd love to help you out, whether you're in soil or all the way up to soilless, we'd love to help.
All right, so for someone who's looking to get started in this or doing their first grow, what tips would you give them as far as what they should get, how they should invest their time and money?
I would really start with organics, to be honest.
Yeah.
It allows for more leeway. It gives you a little bit of a buffer. Hydroponics use more synthetic nutrients. They're more of a now. It's an instant thing where that can cause a little trip ups because there's not that slow down time that helps keep you from making mistakes.
I see. So that would be the best way to get started with organics. And you've got everything they need for that, I presume.
Oh, yeah. I've got everything. Soils right on up to liquid organic nutrients. So.
All right. So how long have you been in the grow game? Is this predate medical?
Well, we've been here in the Valley for 22 plus years.
Okay.
So we were the original hydro store here in the Valley, servicing the whole state. So.
Okay. How did you get involved?
I got involved a couple years ago. I was in sales for quite some time, and I just got, you know, a little bit, I guess, enamored with the hardcore sales environment and just kind of find myself trying to do something that I was happy doing and enjoyed doing. And I get to come in and talk to neat people and learn about stuff every day. So
that's great. And I suppose business is booming now?
Well, woo weed.
Yeah, let's hear it for that. All right. So is there a website that people can look up to find more information about you guys?
Yeah, we're at c-of-green.com. Somebody
okay.
already had the actual URL, so
sure.
Throw the hyphens in there.
There you go. Just put a dash in there. C-of-green. You got it.
That's right.
Okay.
Dash it up.
Dash it up. There you go. How about Twitter, Facebook, any of that?
We're on Tumblr. We have a blog on Tumblr, so
okay.
you can find us at hands-on-hydro@tumblr.com.
hands-on-hydro@tumblr.com. All right, c-of-green.com as well. And we're sitting here with Mark. And is this your background growing? Is that where you come from? Or did you have another career before you got into this?
No, I was really just sales.
Yeah.
Since I've been a very young kid, I've sold everything from hot tubs to cars to, you know, refrigerators. So
a lot more fun selling this stuff?
Yeah, absolutely it is. Absolutely. And people are much nicer.
Yeah. That's good to hear. Well,
everybody's nice and mellow when they come into my store.
Of course, nice and mellow. That's the way we like to have them. All right. Have you ever had any difficulties with regulators or the law when it comes to the store?
I really haven't. Things have been pretty liberal since I've been involved. I've only been involved for about 2 years. So I really haven't dealt with any of those kind of hardships. I definitely know they're out there. I hear about them at the store. I hear about a lot of injustices out there. So
yeah. That's why we continue to fight for the legalization of this plant. And in 2016, it looks like Arizona is going to have a good chance for doing that. Do you think the prognosis is good?
We doubled our chances.
Yeah, how's that?
We got two initiatives that look to be going on the bill. So.
That's right. Two shots rather than just one. So, yeah, by 2016, we should have legalized cannabis for all adults here in Arizona, and that should definitely improve your business as more people get into the grow game.
Yep, they do looks like have cultivation for everybody on both bills. So either way it goes, it's going to help my store. So.
Yeah, because this has been, in Arizona, they've had for their medical law, 25-mile halo. You live within 25 miles of dispensary, you can't home grow.
Yep, that's just about everybody, too.
Yeah, 97% or
or so of the people in Arizona.
Sir.
I think if you live out in Tuba City, you can still grow.
Maybe.
Maybe.
They may have already got a license going there. You may be done.
Yeah, it might be. All right. Well, Mark, thanks for joining us here from Sea of Green, c-of-green.com. And good luck on everything and have yourself a great show.
Thank you. Woo weed.
Woo weed. Thanks, man. We got more coverage of the Southwest Cannabis Conference and Expo coming up here live on cannabisradio.com. I'm Radical Russ. Stay tuned. We'll be back. Got some more music while you wait.